This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked to worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about get it, yeah.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
I'm like you, with you, your logic does not get used.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, October 27th edition is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. On this Thursday edition. And, of course, we got a great show lined up for you today. Going to, you know, talk in short order with, you know, some of my good friends. Of course, you know, I got Tennille Burrows, Tada, and the crew from Rise. They're going to be here. Rise Bahamas is going to be in the studio with me, along with the president of the Coalition of Child Advocates, Patrice Hannah-Carris. I'm going to have a good conversation with them coming up in short order. And, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, you know, we're talking sports, getting you ready for Thursday Night Football, NBA action, Major League Baseball playoffs, and, of course, you know, and anything else we want to talk about. And, of course, we'll cover the local scene as well. But as we get into it, you know, you got your headlines coming up, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and The Buzz by John Shoes in our short order. And I'm opening up the lines for you real quick then. But before we get there, I want to know you're in a good place. It's Thursday. We're heading into the weekend. So, you know, let's make your mind right on the ride home. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. And, of course, you know, cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right, Texas already jumping in for the brand teaser. You all ready today? You all Googly. All right. Well, you know what I tell you? When you Google long, you Google wrong. Be careful on this one too, my Googlers. Don't get caught up. All right. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Kurt Green. Feature comedian Brent Blakely. And yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, all right? Tuesday through Sunday is showtime. Doors open at 8. Showtime is 9 p.m. sharp. And we're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. Also playing for Dunkin' Donuts coupons, so you could be running on Dunkin'. All right, here we go. This is a good one right here, too. Don't get caught up with this one, all right? What is Earl Bud Powell famous for? What is Earl Bud Powell famous for? All right? You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. What is Earl Bud Powell famous for? All right? And you got to be specific. Don't get caught up. Okay? Don't get caught up. All right? Got to be specific. Boom. You got between now and the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Now, with that being said, let's slide into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought, see, first texter right there, wrong. I tell you, be specific, you know. Wrong. See? How you feel now? Go back to Googling. Now, here's the deal. You got the headliners brought to you, of course, like I said, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street. And the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. All right? So be sure to check them out. Both of those locations are open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? So be sure to check them out. And, of course, like I said, you can shop online. Simply log on to finethreads.com. And do all your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Like I told you, it's real easy squeezy. All right? Now, hey, Mr. Producer, bring me a paper, please, if you don't mind. Why don't you allow me one paper? Because I don't know, all of a sudden now, you know, I pull up the website. Now I see this new thing. Y'all got security on the website now. My phone blocking it? So, yeah, I got to go take, you know, I got to go check my settings. So, thank you. But, yeah, let's jump into your headliners. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And you look at what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in matter since 1844. Government broke the law. Pintard lashes government on Bermuda debacle. PM says government will be repaid for his travel expenses. What kind of tuck shop economics is that? That's all I could call it, tuck shop economics. And feel free to chime in, all right? I'm going to open up the phone lines now, you know, and the text lines. Let me know what you think of that whole scenario. Quite a statement made in the House yesterday, I must say. F&M was throwing blows. Mr. Pintard, Mr. Cartwright, Dr. Minnis, even St. Anne's. Mr. Adrian White got all, how dare you? How dare you? He reminded me of a homegirl who was talking about climate change a couple years back. How dare you? How dare, I am off the Eastern Road. Don't play with me. How dare you? I say, okay. That was some WWE stuff yesterday. Can't tell you a word of lie. Very entertaining. But that's what it took. To discuss tuck shop economics, that's where we at. I mean, we still don't know who's paying for this. I guess the people are going to get reimbursed eventually. Let me know your feelings on all that. PM, no immigration crisis yet. All right. Mr. Davis, I understand you might have been a little shell-shocked from the House and dealing with the Bermuda Gate and the Bermuda Triangle. But please, I don't know what Kool-Aid you and Mr. Bell at Immigration sipping on. No immigration crisis yet. So when is it going to be a crisis? When we're completely outnumbered as Bahamians in our own country? When is it going to be a crisis? When we figure out alleged where all these alleged work permits are going? When we curb the alleged work permit racket? When do we have a crisis yet? Or don't we have a crisis? When we curb the second homeowners that contribute to the hiring of foreign nationals and facilitating, you know, their paperwork allegedly? Come on. We have a crisis. Stop sticking your head in the ground like an ostrich and say, we don't have a crisis yet. What it could take? A group of multinationalities speaking different languages to dropkick you and make you realize, hey, there is a crisis? Come on. And again, I have no problem with migration once done correctly. And if you want to seek a better life and a better existence for you and your family elsewhere, and you want to contribute to where you're going, whatever country you end up in, and you want to build that country to the best that it could be, and follow the rules and the guidelines and the parameters, I have no problem with that. But when you want to break the law, and then you have Bahamians that contribute to breaking the law because it benefits them in the long run, that's where we have a crisis. And that's where we need to curb it. And that's the conversation we need to have, no matter whose feathers get ruffled. And who takes it in the bottom line for making money off these situations. Yeah, we got to rein it all in. But quite frankly, Mr. Prime Minister, we do have an immigration crisis right now. Not yet, but now. And before you get any bright ideas about helping anybody else in the region, God knows, God bless them, and that's a great sentiment. Charity begins at home. Let's clean our doorstep first. BPL CEO wrote stairs on hedging in October 2021. Lot of mercy. Now, I got to do some more due diligence on this, but I would hate to believe the minister knew of this, and here we are. Because at the end of the day, that costed me and you $90 million. And now that we are talking about the Minister of Works, I have to convey a message from, some of your constituents in the Chippenham, St. Albans, Papal Tract, White Grove area. Can you please let them know when actually work is going to start on the potholes that you ensured would be repaired? Because it's coming to my attention that a lot of the residents in there are getting a lot of lip service, like, it's coming soon. We plan to do this. We plan to send some people in to survey it and check. No. When is it going to get fixed? Can you please give those residents in that area a detailed time frame as to when the works will start and be completed? And if you look in that area that I'm talking about, it is pothole central. My God, for Paul Trapp. So please, if you're going to promise the constituents, please deliver on your promises, Mr. Sayers. The potholes are huge in that area. They need to be rectified. And also some drainage in that area. Forget sidewalks. Drainage is more important. Speed bumps in those areas is more important, okay? And you know you are right with me, Mr. Sayers. Hey, ain't having to go there, but you know what I mean? The constituents are speaking. And if they're not getting any action from you, I guess they come in to talking heads. Because they know we get the heads talking and the questions rolling, and eventually we get the results. So, with that being said, please, do us that solid, Mr. Sayers. Thank you so much. New NHI bill expected to expand coverage. Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Michael Dalvo, speaks during a session of the House of Assembly yesterday, saying that the Health Insurance Bill 2022 in the House of Assembly yesterday, which was presented and introduced, the new National Health Insurance Bill 2022, he said will pave the way for expanded NHI services and the introduction of catastrophic health care coverage. Now, hopefully we get to that and there's no red tape and dangling participles. That would definitely be a good situation. All right. And that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 1844. Always stay in touch with the latest news headlines simply by logging on to the NassauGuardian.com. All right, let me check. Boy, now you're all warm. Now I got to be specific because some of you are answering good, but now I got to get specific. Yeah. Okay, Naughty, we have always been humane dealing with Haitians. This humane narrative is deceiving. We have to recognize Bahamian rights. We have been taken advantage of, and we have been disrespected as a country, as illegals and their children have flooded our shores, even though we have discouraged them. Or even though we've discouraged them from coming, be humane to our country. Thanks. Now, listen. Well, why don't you tell? And that's a good point, Texter. We've always been humane. Well, some would like to argue because obviously, Fred Smith, QC, would not be taking the government to task numerous times over human rights situations if we were humane. That's number one. Number two, And we got to start footing the bill on that. So we need to put the legislation in place to make sure that don't happen anymore. And Texas, you know what? We have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to be humane to ourselves. You know why? Because we have elected politicians that have over years have allowed this to manifest for one reason or another. And it all benefits them in the long run and their associates. We have to hold ourselves accountable for allowing this to manifest to where it is. We dropped the ball. We repetitively have elected the same officials that make the same mistake and turn the same blind eye. So we're part of the problem as well. But I get your point. I get your point. All right. As we get up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Caller, I'm coming to you right now. Don't forget, in addition to all of your footwear needs, John's now has small home appliances and cookware as well available for you. Both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Be sure to check them out. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? Audio talk.
What's going on, brother?
Listen, man. Hey, this immigration thing is not as difficult as it makes up. The fact of the matter is, people come here illegally for one reason and one reason only. They come for jobs. All right? So you simply, I mean, first of all, for me personally, and I don't know any of these common laws personally, I would say this. All right? They can't go past Cuba because Cuba's going to shoot them on the water. They can't go on U.S. borders so they can get back up. So they only come up one chain of islands, right? And somehow make it all the way to South Beach or Coral Harbor in wooden vessels that we couldn't even get to go from here to Andres, right?
I remember one ended up in front of the Defense Force base one time.
Exactly. So my whole point is, I tell the commander of the Defense Force and every captain who worked there patrolling, if one of them boats ever make it here, your resignation is on my desk. You fired the court. No pension, no nothing. Okay? And I bet you that'll stop it. Number two, I tell everybody that if you get caught, if you are caught employing somebody who is not legal in the country, a mandatory jail time. Anybody trying to go to Fox Hill? Mandatory jail time. Right? And then if you are caught renting to anybody, right, you have the same thing. And for you to be hired in the country anywhere, you have to show me proof of residence and proof of your rental agreement. These are simple things, and they can be done without changing any law, either regulation. Any minister could write these and approve these by cabinet. They don't have to go to Parliament. But we're not serious about it because all of the big boys, all of the construction companies, you go to Baker's Bay, you go up in Lightfoot Key, you go up to Old Fort Bay, and look who's working at these places. Okay? So nobody wants to touch the illegal Haitians, the illegal Filipinos, the illegal Chinese, the illegal Dominicans, the illegal Cubans. Nobody wants to touch them. Because all of these folks got big companies. Our friends got big companies who benefit off this stuff. So until our folks get serious about it, then we can continue to understand that. I mean, and you hear this narrative that the ambassador was out of his head saying that there's 150,000 illegals in the Bahamas. That number's low.
No.
That number's extremely low.
My issue that I had with their ambassador, attaché at the time, or the charge of affairs from Haiti, I need to know where's your data at. Let me get at the data so we can see how many we really got here.
Listen to me.
Don't give me the guesstimate. Let me know, what you're basing your data on, and we can go from there.
He got numbers of the people who either been through or recognized by them. I'm telling you that number is less. The number he gave is less than what's actually here. All right? Think about this. The mud has tripled in size since that century.
Well, you got the MP for Abaco. I think it's north in central Abaco.
Yeah.
Mr. Pinder saying that Abaconians feel outnumbered.
They are outnumbered.
And I have Abaco on the show every Monday, and I've been starting to get those reports as well.
They are outnumbered. And so if we're not serious about doing something that's actually going to make a difference with this issue, you're going to find out that what's going to happen is this country is going to become a place where educated people who are hireable elsewhere are going to not come back home, or they're going to leave.
That's right? Happening now.
And now I'm talking about a real number. Real, real number. Okay? And what you're going to be left with is a place where Bahamians are a minority in their own country. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if we keep electing people who don't seem to care about that, who cater to them, school every time election come around, no matter which parties in government, a bunch of permits go up. We can content to have them post their pictures up in the paper every week for who's applying, who applying. Why are you applying? What are you doing? What kind of job are you doing? Can I pay him and do that? And it's not just the hatred. I saw an ad the other day for somebody who was talking about they want a babysitter for somebody here in the country, but the babysitter must be able to speak Russian. But the people who are asking for the thing, I'm in Russian.
But I saw that. I saw. I think I might have seen that same ad in the paper.
I'm telling you, these are the ridiculous things that we allow in our country. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, another news, my brother. Enjoy your week. My Chiefs are off on the bye, and I will be in Jacksonville to watch my Georgia Bulldogs beat the crap out of the Florida game.
Boy, hey, drink a cold one for me as they do that, all right? Because anytime the Gators get beat, that is a good day in sports, in college football.
And you know, I sent in all the pictures from the stadium to JP.
Right.
So that's what we can do.
Yeah. Make sure I terrorize JP with that. Let's light him up.
I will.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. All right, brother, be safe. Enjoy your travels and good stuff. All right, I got a winner. And you all did a very good job after you all went back to Googling. I cannot lie. You all did a really good job. But I have to... I said be specific, right? Okay. Well, I won't lie. I have my winner here. And they gave me the whole rundown. They gave me the whole rundown. Legendary jazz pianist. All right? He innovated the bebop revolution as far as being a jazz musician and a pianist. All right? He was also schizophrenic. Anyway, he had mental issues. But yeah, one of the legends of jazz music, all right? So I'm going to text out a couple of you guys today because some of you did a good job, so I'm going to have more than one winner today. So if I hit you up and I tell you you're a winner, just get me information and we'll get you squared away, all right? But good stuff. This is my first winner right here, so let me put in first winner. Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, you know we got your global warming coming up real quick. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And then we're going to take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm going to have my guest in studio with me, and we're going to have a great conversation, so keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back. Join us on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center, where leading professionals will give you the hard facts on topics like
How to Be Rich 101, how your mental and emotional health impact financial health, and what I wish women knew about men,
and how to get their money. This free life-changing event is for women and men. The seminar includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start.
from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, October 27th edition continues right now, and it's time for me to get up into the global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And I don't forget, it's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. They're back. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices made by the chicken experts. These bonus bites include your choice of mango habanero, barbecue, buffalo, ranch, honey mustard, and the special KFC sauce. Dip, dip, hooray. KFC Bites are finger-licking good, and they're back at your favorite KFC Nassau location. All right, be sure to check out your favorite one today. All right, let's check out the warming real quick. And right after that, I'll get to the phone and chat with Sparky. I think that's Sparky on the line. And then I'll get my guest on and popping. Real quick, like I said, let's check out what's eating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And boy, I tell you, Kanye West dominating all of the headlines. I think it's safe to say he is absolutely 150% around the brand, officially cuckoo, loopy, gone. Insert the adjective of your choice. Listen, I always told you there's a very thin line between genius and lunatic, you know. Kanye is playing it out before our eyes. Take this, for example. His Donda Academy reopened again 3 hours after he announced it was shutting down. So what's really going on with you, Kanye? And speaking of Kanye, his divorce lawyers are still trying to figure out and negotiate child custody in the divorce. And you know, with Kim Kardashian being involved, that could be long. That could be long, long. And the Kardashians are rubbing it in. Khloe steps out wearing a pair of Yeezys after the Adidas deal goes bankrupt and haywire and kaput. I always told you, Kourtney, Khloe, and Kim, that's the new KKK. Taking out one brother at a time. See, Kanye, perfect example. They changed up their methods. They traded in the sheets and the hoodies for Botox and BBLs. Brought to you by the Kardashians. Who should be up next? Tristan Thompson, eh? Because Kanye should be done in another 15 minutes. So Tristan Thompson, you up next. All right, what else we got? Matt Barnes says he is totally against transgender women playing in the WNBA. And that's caused some shockwaves, but I think they should form our own league for transgender athletes. Give them their own opportunity, level playing field to play on. Give them every opportunity to perform. But I'm kind of with Matt on that. When you break the disciplines, you have an advantage in the discipline, it's not going to be a level playing field. Alec Baldwin is one step closer to finding out if he's going to be criminally charged for the fatal shooting on the Russ movie set. The district attorney was reviewing evidence before deciding on the charges. And finally, how sad has this gotten? Jennifer Garner reveals she had a wedding for myself on her birthday. Anyhow, that's a wrap on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. Let's get to Sparky real quick. Sparky, what's going on, my brother? Hope all is well with you and yours.
How are you doing?
I'm good. What you got for me today?
From the Spanish country and Cuba and wherever you come from.
There you go.
I just found out, if you give me a moment there, I just found out that legally that I am a direct descendant from Mr. Arthur Guinness in Ireland.
No wonder you have the brown bottle so much.
You understand what's happening?
That's in your roots. That's in your DNA.
In my genes.
That's in your DNA.
But now, on a more serious note now, remember, Naughty, there's something that our forefathers taught us. I pledge my allegiance to the flag of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And after that, we say we're moving forward, onward, upward, together. We are not saying we're going red shirt, green shirt, purple shirt, white shirt, PLP, UBP, this DNA, FNM, this and that. We now are trying to move forward, onward, up to together. Nor do you know, in the last general election and the months and everything going up to that, Sparky busses it on WhatsApp, Facebook, Messenger.
Yep. You were legendary. You made
PLP elected.
You made the Troll Hall of Fame on that one. You did. You made the whole the Troll All Star lineup.
I know because Mr. Brave Davis came to me and said, "Sparky, you practically won it by yourself." Because COVID was around, nobody could have no campaign on the park.
Right.
They couldn't have no rally. So everybody resorted to the social media, Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, TikTok, whatever it was. And you know I bust my rump to do that.
Yeah, man, you did.
But now, the thing is, what I'm saying is we need to be more serious now because, and I keep saying this, I'm 71 now, Naughty. We got to be more serious now because the world itself has been changed because of COVID, because of Darien, because of what is going on around the world, what is affecting the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So our government now, they can't be lambasting me because when I was going all out running against Menace and getting Menace out of power, everybody was telling Sparky, go ahead, Sparky. You and the goblin, do what you're doing.
But let
do
me ask you a question,
Get
Sparky. I'm hearing this from you, but I've also heard, you know, I'm active on the chat group scene. I've heard a lot of loyal PLP propagandists from those chat groups and from the street teams. They're extremely disgruntled today. I mean, I heard voice notes yesterday. I hear you. I mean, what's going on? And what I'm hearing is it's your own doing it to you because they got certain people controlling who's supposed to get what, and they making sure you don't eat, and they eat it all.
But what I'm saying, Naughty, now is, you know, like I tell everybody, Brave Davis, Philip Edward Brave Davis is a personal friend of mine from a child. He got Pinland, and remember, after Pinland, all the members of Christie Ingram and Coe law firm have become prime minister. After Pinland, Perry became prime minister, Hubert Ingram became prime minister, Philip Brave Davis became prime minister. Three members of the law firm Christie Ingram and Coe became prime minister. Then Mr. Menace came in there, and he practically destroyed this country as a mini dictator. He shut us down. We went into Stearnsville. We didn't know what we was doing. We masked up. I couldn't go to the grocery shop unless my name was calling me on a certain day to go buy groceries. We went through that, and we found out that all of that was a conspiracy to lock us down. And what I'm saying is, you give me a moment now, Naughty. I tell my friend and my prime minister, the problem I have now, this is the problem that Sparky has now. We got a lot of young, naive members of parliament that gone in the House of Assembly for the first time. We wake our butt off
but
to get
Sparky,
elected.
You can't. Listen, that's partially your fault because you all did such a good job campaigning. It was a party vote. So some of them don't know how they reached there yet because they ain't used. And if
now
it was a real, hold on,
I'm
if it was a real election in the sense of people campaigning hard and it wasn't a party vote, some of them might not have made it. So you got to coach them up, brother.
So Naughty, what I'm saying is before I go, because I know your producer right there, this Sparky. Listen this. We got them elected. They was all around your house, all around your porch, bringing your bears, talking and everything. You got them elected. Now all of a sudden they got a car. They got their suits. They got the bodyguard with the gun. They got their chauffeur. Now you can't meet them no more. You can't watch them no more. You can't see them no more. And they all over the place partying and everything. We trying to say to them, the party is over. You got to get back with your constituents because you won't go back there again. And look here. And then on top of this, Sparky's not trying to hurt the PRP body. I'm a PRP by heart, by blood.
No, I get it. You like me with my Cowboys.
All around, huh?
When the Cowboys do fool, I just go after Jerry Jones. So if you feel the PRP doing fool, you got to go after the head coach who's brave. So go ahead and make your noise. Let
but
him know.
All I'm trying to tell my prime minister, brave, if you got to shuffle this cabinet, shuffle it. Because these no young rookies, they don't respect nobody other than their coat suits and their parties and their traveling and having fun.
Sparky,
you better come see me because you're going to want me to work for you again.
You made your point. You drove it home, my brother. I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow, but I got to get to my guest now. But I
love you.
Back out,
you,
brother.
I love the Bahama Islands.
There you go. And you love Guinness, too, because it's in your DNA. All right. Always love to hear from Sparky because he gets fired up, man. Sparky know how to bring it. Right now, though, got to slide in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. You know, the pumpkin is back at Dunkin', so be sure to check them out on all your favorite pumpkin concoctions down there, as well as the donuts, all right, at all Dunkin' locations. And my guest today in studio, no stranger to the show, from Rise Bahamas, I got Tennille Burrows, a.k.a. Tada. And our guest today, first time on the show, but glad to have her. And, of course, you know, my casa has two casas when it comes to the coalition of child advocates. And I think that's the only coalition, like, I openly support right now. Other coalitions got me scratching my head with what they're doing. But this coalition right here, the coalition of child advocates, I have no problem supporting this coalition. And President Patrice Hanna-Carey, we want to welcome you to the show. How are you? Good to see you. Tada. How are you? Good to see you.
Excellent. Thanks. And every time I come here, you just make me hungry with all these ads.
Boy, let me tell you, I got to take care of my sponsors, man. They
the,
make me
the
hungry,
thing
too.
Was dip and fall back? What?
No. The KFC Bites.
What it was?
Dip, hooray.
Dip, hooray.
Yeah. Hey, stop it. Going for naughty by nature right there.
With the Dunkin'.
Well, it's appropriate.
There you go. I know. And we're going to take it over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour because I do want to talk to you. But Tada, of course, with Rise, what's the latest with Rise? Bring us up to snuff. What's going on with you guys?
Well, you know, I've been on the show a few times over the past few months, but in May, we did pretty much a memorial press conference reminding people that it was the 6-month mark of Baby Bella's passing, her brutal murder, May 5th. And as a result of that event, which we called We Won't Rest, we formed the Coalition of Child Advocates. And so,
now, moving forward, what's the correct pronunciation of that? Is that COCA or?
COCA.
It is COCA.
Mm-hmm. COCA Brothers. All right. I remember the COCA Brothers. No. The rappers, man.
I'm younger than you.
Yeah, but just still from our era, man. Don't go to anybody younger than me, man.
I'm not going to get involved in
but
that.
But yeah. You're getting Capone, man. Come on.
Patrice Hanna-Carey is the president, El Presidente of COCA.
El Presidente of COCA. La Presidente. La Señora, la Jefa. All right. But, tell us a little bit about, you know, the Coalition for Child Advocacy, because obviously, you know, we need advocates for our kids.
Yeah. Well, good afternoon. Again, I'm just going to get a bit comfortable here, Mr. Naughty. And is that naughty by nature?
Not because I age you, just naughty. Naughty works, man. People threw that by nature on there over the years.
Okay. It's fine.
Naughty.
Well, that's the era that I come from.
There you go. But, good era.
Wonderful. But as Tadara Tennille Burrows had mentioned, the Coalition of Child Advocates is made up of...
Right into the mic. Yeah, right into the mic.
Can you hear? Okay. So, as Tadara had mentioned, that the Coalition of Child Advocates, I'm not hearing it. But
that's all right. We'll get that worked out for you in a second.
Certainly, that's fine.
All right. While we work on that, let me just touch base with Tadar because I got a question. Have we had an update on the Marcos alert yet? Has it become official yet, or are we still in that testing, hokey-pokey stage?
So what happened was with the Marco alert, they actually did an actual alert that went out, and we had some issues with it. So we met with the ACP, Shivago Dames, and his team, I think it was last month sometime, early last month, and he updated us, you know, that they're still working on some issues with the system being fully and properly implemented. So we're patiently waiting to hear updates in that regard, and we're hoping that at least by the end of the year, the Marco would alert, or latest, you know, early next year, it would be up and running. We don't want to forget that the other part of the Marco's law was the sex offender registry, which came into effect without the general public really being aware of it. At least I wasn't aware of it, and I'm probably one of the people who would have been following it most closely. Nonetheless, it's in effect, and we have submitted a few suggestions, including the fact that we think that it should be retroactive to some degree, and it also should apply to first-time offenders, where it should not be subject just to the judge's opinion. Discretion, yeah.
Right, because at the end of the day, you know, my big concern is if we're going to have these situations in society and we're going to end up coming across individuals that break the law and obviously harm kids.
Right.
Then I want to know as a parent who they are. And we had a situation a couple of months back where, sadly, an offender was released, it was publicized, and he met his demise. I don't condone vigilante justice, but at the same time...
Well, it was apparently of natural causes somehow. That is very coincidental. But
yeah, very convenient.
Well, you know, if it's natural causes, right. You know, I will say the Lord works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform, and leave that just like that, because obviously, you know...
But again, Minister...
It wasn't portrayed initially, though, as natural causes. It was portrayed that he was murdered.
It also, not to cut it, but it also was portrayed too openly for the general public. It was 1 minute, there was the National Security Minister and others suggesting that we should not make known publicly perpetrators as it relates to sexual offenses based on the repercussion.
I wonder why. Maybe that's bad for business when you wear the public defender's hat when you're not in office, I guess.
Yeah, but at the same time, as if it was a Jekyll and Hyde situation, then out of the clear blue, here comes the National Security Minister. He holds up the photograph as if he's holding it up. I mean, and he held it up for a great deal of time. Here we go. This gentleman has done this. And it was so awkward and so weird, almost as if he's baiting, not to suggest it, but it would seem that way, as if he was baiting the public on. And then immediately after release and being added to the list, here it goes that he met his demise. Now, how that demise came natural, some other instance, we don't know, but it would seem pretty funny from the beginning if I was to put my input on it, to be sincere with you. Now, may I please introduce the Coalition of Child Advocates?
Yes, you got your mic working.
Wonderful. Good afternoon to you again, Naughty. Good afternoon, Bahamas. I am Patrice Hannah-Carey, and I am the president of the Coalition of Child Advocates. This group was formed to commemorate the death of baby Bella, who is Deonya Walker Smith from Grand Bahama. She would have came here to New Providence for a matter of a month, really, and within a month's time, she died. How that happened, it is alleged that there is some sexual abuse involved, but it was confirmed that she died from blunt force trauma to the head, suspects being mother's intimate relation with a gentleman or mother, something in that extent. And for too many times, we have had instances like that where children met their demise carelessly based on some domestic issue. And we wanted to handicap that situation in general. There are 10 groups, 10 bodies that came together, inclusive of Rise Bahamas, one of our really our senior partners who helped to found this group. Neil Burrows is here with me. Also, there's Candy Gibson from Foam Bahamas, Stephanie Sinfleur from Human Rights Bahamas, Save Our Children Alliance, my own foundation, Hannah Carey Cares. Listen, we got to the point where we wanted to not only be vocal, but to stand up as women, as guardian, as organizations within this nation to say someone have to take the lead role of nonstop letting them know, standing against the violence, petitioning the courts, petitioning the legislators, going against the perpetrators, really and truly just the, like we have labeled our campaign, we won't rest. And we haven't. We're there in the forefront. We're in the background. We're following as much as possible. And what I love about this movement, the Coalition of Child Advocates Movement, acronymed COCA, is that it's not only based on aggressively going after perpetrators or those who would lead the charge in it, but also on the other spectrum of it, it's an educational group. And so we believe in trying to inform, educate our kids and our adults. There is the SARS, the Darkness to Light program, where you are trained on what to look out for as it relates to child abuse. And we have many, many, many survivors that are also a part of our organization. So COCA's on the move.
We're here. We will not rest. And look forward to hearing much more. We'll be discussing, of course, our calendar coming up. But look forward to hearing much more from this group, about this group. And we hope to get the nation actually involved, wanting to come on board to liberate our kids, per se, to safeguard them for our future.
All right, we're going to get to the news right now. Mr. Producer, quick commercial break. We'll get to the news. On the flip side of the break, right after the news, we'll continue the conversation. We'll find out everything that's going on Coca's calendar. And, of course, what's going on with Rise, because I know y'all next month y'all unrolling some big things out. And it's important to me because we have to protect the kids. There are a lot of kids that are dealt with every day that they deal with one shape or form of some sort of abuse. All right? And it's important to me that we have contact numbers that at any given moment, any responsible adult or person could reach out and call these numbers. And I know sometimes it's pressure, like, I want to get involved, but I don't want to get involved in it. Call the number. They will get involved. But we have to protect these kids. There's two elements of society that I feel we totally neglect. The young and the old. But we have folks working on the old portion. Let's help the folks working on the young portion. Because the kids are our future. I hate to sound cliche.
Let me run the two emergency numbers people could call 24 Perfect. Hours. So the landline is 322-2763. I'll repeat these just so you can grab your pen or your typing finger. And the mobile or even WhatsApp number is 422-2763. Again, this is the Social Services Emergency Hotline, their numbers. The landline is 322-2763. And I think your best bet might be to go with the mobile or WhatsApp, 422-2763. If you suspect a child is being abused, if you see another emergency situation happening, those are the numbers to call.
And or, of course, anytime, call 919. Anytime. Get to the police. And they also have a responsibility to assist.
All right. We'll pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break. We'll get these numbers out for you as well again. I know that I'll put it out the text. It's quick, but we'll go slow the next time and we give it to you, number by number, okay? And we appreciate your interest in getting the number out there and sharing it as well. And if you're in WhatsApp groups, share it to those groups as well so it's readily available so people know it's on hand. Pin it to the top. It may sound crazy, but you never know the day you're going to need it, and it's going to be right there and available for you.
Good idea.
Let's get to the break. Yeah. And on the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the conversation right here as the Thursday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
For pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Hey Lisa, AHR Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back.
Oh yes it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women Plus seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
I ain't waiting for the donut. I ain't waiting for the donut. I heard the donut. All right. No, but we're into the 5 o'clock hour. And we're wrapping up with Coca and Raj. And of course, we've had a good conversation so far. But Tada, real quick, what was coming up for Rise? I know you guys got some initiatives and PSAs and all kind of things rolling out in short order. And I want people to be aware of them and know when you see them to listen. If you see ads popping up on social media, look at it. It's not like a campaign ad. You ain't got to get, you know, nauseated by it. Look at it. The information is there. It's pertinent.
Yeah.
And it's a direct way to help kids.
So on Monday, this coming Monday, October 31st, we're going to release the We Won't Rest theme song, lyric video. We're going to have it on the local radio stations.
Who all is in that video? Because I hear you all had some celebrities.
We could debut the one that the celebrity that you were referring to and that you have a bias towards, clearly. Next month, so we could save some.
I ain't talking about the one I was in. I'm talking about the music video, and we had some good artists in the video. That's what I'm talking about. I don't take myself that serious, Doc. Come on, man.
I didn't even know what you was trying to allude to. When you heard the radio announcers,
and I can make sure y'all need to bring it back and bust it on the show, man. We're ready to do that. All right.
And then Saturday, November 5th, next Saturday, we're gonna have the celebration of Baby Bella's life press conference at Elizabeth Estates Backcourt Park, 10 a.m. Monday, the We Won't Rest Regional Child Protection Movement, one of our first public service announcement videos is going to launch on social media. We'll probably try to get it on some of the TV stations too. And then on the month of the child, Rights Bahamas, who's a part of COCA, Coalition of Child Advocates, is releasing their Hush Hush Child Protection Campaign on the International World Children's Day. So we have a full slate of events happening starting the first week of November. And again, request We Won't Rest song at your favorite local radio station, which clearly is Guardian. But we're excited for you guys to hear what's happening.
But one thing I really appreciate is the fact that you have not let it rest. You have not let it get out of sight, get out of mind. Because a lot of times we have a tragedy, lasts for about 14 days, and it hits the back pages, and it disappears, and then...
Like the young people say, no slapping up. When it comes to the child protection movement, COCA and all of our partners, we are very motivated. We consider ourselves child protection warriors. We will go on radio shows. We will go after the funding to get some campaigns going. We will create the videos, write the theme songs, release them. We won't rest. We won't stop. And it don't stop and it don't quit. As children,
you don't stop and you don't quit. Yeah. Stop it now.
Because children, I think people take children.
I'm dancing at that press conference now. Come on, left knee by that. Don't do it to that. Don't do it.
It's going to be lit. Just to add to that, you know, my voice carries very well. So I don't have to speak too much into the mic. But just to add to that, when we have instances happen in our nation, a very normal occurrence that has been trending is that we notice that perpetrators or the alleged suspects, who they are, would then go before the courts and somehow there is bail given, they just get let off and then disappear. And as they disappear, our communities just forget about it, is out of sight, out of mind, out of hearing, and that's a trend. I feel that it has been working through media, through other resources like the judicial system, to sort of get it out of the public's mind. Maybe it's psychological. Who knows? To say, you know what, we want to keep our general populace at peace, we don't know. But what we do know is we can no longer forget the egregious acts, especially towards children, that have been happening. And it did not just start. But I would like to say that baby Deonia Bella Walker-Smith was really the straw that broke the camel's back. It was just too much for us. Less than a month, she hit this city, this capital of our great commonwealth here, and was dead. Okay, and so we realized that there are many issues within a family, within the homes, within our society. But there has to be as much issues, more so, there has to be protection and advocacy and standing up for the rights of our children. So just to give a shout out to all of our partners, I would like to say on behalf of myself, Mrs. Patrice Hanna-Carey, thank you to Save Our Children Alliance. Thank you, Human Rights Bahamas. Thank you, Rise Bahamas. Thank you, Foam Bahamas. Thank you to the Dignified Girls Project. to the DeMarco Foundation, to the Hannah Carey Cares Foundation, Silent No More, Save Our Daughters, and the Resilient Girls Foundation. Thank you so much. I welcome you. I welcome you. I welcome you all as it relates to our nationals and citizens of general in general. Get on board. Get on board. Find out how you can be a part of COCA.
Right. I've got Texas asking me right now, how do we get involved, Nadi? So get your information out there for me, please. How can they get involved with COCA?
Okay, wonderful. And so you heard the partner groups just now that I mentioned, but there are telephone contacts, 808-8710, also 810-0777, and there's an email at cocabahamas@gmail.com.
C-O-C-A.
C-O-C-A, that's all lowercase.
All right. Today I got a question for you off the text line. Hey, Nadi, while I oppose all forms of violence against children, I noticed a trend with the discussions that is being led here. Why are the guests like today only focused on sexual crimes that tend to unfortunately skew to male perpetrators? Why aren't they focused on physical abuse, which are perpetrated by women statistically, mainly mothers? Mothers are more likely to physically abuse their children than fathers. And I've sent the statistics below. And wow.
That's interesting.
And they did the research too. Just hold on, let me give you the stats. Oh. Data from the U.S. Department.
Thank
somebody
you.
On this
Thank
throw
you.
On a test. I got to give you the data.
You.
To
wow.
Data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Child Maltreatment Reports 2001 through 2006. Victims by parental status of 2001-2006. And there you have it.
That's the U.S.?
Arlington, we lost the mic on Tadar's side. Just double check.
Mic okay, check on
we back. We back. And yeah, that's from the U.S. So the text would like me to ask you.
Yeah,
why.
I heard the question.
Okay.
Well, actually, we focus on all abuse against children, including childhood sexual abuse. But baby Bella was, as far as we understand, based on the findings, was murdered. Her cause of death was blunt force trauma about the body. So that would have been considered physical abuse, and that would have, the alleged perpetrator of that was a man. We don't discriminate in terms of anything, so anybody that abuses a child should be held accountable. They should seek help. If you feel like you're doing it and you haven't been caught as yet, I urge you to contact someplace like the Bahamas Crisis Center or even the emergency hotlines and say, I feel as though I might abuse my child. What can I do to prevent this from happening?
Now,
and the biggest form of child abuse in the Bahamas, in terms of Bahamas statistics, is neglect. So even that is something we have to touch on, because people don't normally think of that as abuse. If your child going around a place looking scruffy and in bed and hair ain't comb, have lice in their hair, if your child has not eaten and they hungry on the streets, that is the biggest form of child abuse that we see happening in this country. So thank you for raising the alarm on every type of child abuse that happens.
And I just want to interject for the texters. You sent me information from 2001 to 2006, which I appreciate. But according to a 2019 study, a regional study, 2019 study, 58% of children in this region are abused physically, sexually, or emotionally. All right? So that, I think that encompasses a majority of the areas where they're affected.
I
can personally say I have done PSAs for Raj, and I plan to do more, and for other organizations, and for COCA as well, because at the end of the day, we have to address all forms of abuse, not just one, all.
Yes.
As our populace know, recently we had several cases of neglect, which, as Tennille Burrows mentioned, really is a form of abuse. And I can tell you that I myself spoke out against it. We went on media, you know, officially to address those instances. Certainly everything that is done as it relates to children or even nation building has to be done with tact and with care. And so one of our first things was to encourage, to admonish parents, guardians, whomever they were, based on those two cases, which was we had a 9-year-old that drowned in the pond. And then we had between 11 to 13-year-old that drowned in the canal, okay? And so in both of those instances, we wanted individuals, parents in particular, and in particular, I would like this person that sent in to know that these individuals were really based around a woman, the mother, you know? So there is no bias, and we will not rest. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen, be it male or female. but there has been a lot of gender-based violence as it relates to our men and women. We feel the women is based on mental, a lot of mental issues, and also the men based on a mental issue, based on our, you know, the stress level in our country, et cetera, whatever comes contributes to it. So it's no exemption text.
But also I would admonish the text is probably likely correct that you were saying about the mothers being the ones to inflict, let's say, corporal punishment on their children, because the statistics, I think, in the Bahamas now show that 71%
of the homes are
single mother homes. So yes, that would add up to what this texter was saying. So we have to look at all sides of things. And at the end of the day, we want our children to be protected. We want them to be safe. And by law, someone who is under the age of 18 is considered a child.
Yes.
We don't want Bahamians to look at 13 and 14 and 15 and 16-year-olds and say, oh, they're growing. They must know what they're doing. Oh, they had it coming. We don't look at it that way. We look at it as they are minors, they are children, they need to be protected. And even particularly in instance where you see girls, again, we'll talk about statutory rape. Call, I'm not going to stand down for that. From that, that's a big thing in this country, statutory rape. Incest, that's a big thing in this country that you don't hear about.
Yeah, they tend to want to keep it very under wraps. This We Won't Rest movement, like we said, stemmed from the debt, the very heinous act of abuse with Dionya, baby Bella Walker Smith. But it is not exempted only to cases in that regards of a male. This movement, the We Won't Rest movement, hashtag, you can check it out on Facebook and other Twitter, other media platforms, social media platforms. This is regional. This is bigger than even the Bahamas, but we are the watchdogs, per se. We are the ones that are keeping our eye on our nation. It's growing. Listen, it's kept. I'm going to allow Tenille to actually mention some of our regional partners that are involved with us. But it's no small thing. But as you know, there has to be a nurturing and a growing. First, we address it. We bring it out. We let people know that we're here. We let people know that we're watching, we are part of it, and we hope to not only be able to assist in terms of saying this needs to be punished and that needs to not happen, but also to provide programs, mental assistance, other platforms where children and adults can get the assistance so that we could nurture in, you know, a healthy environment so instances of abuse, violence, etc. will not happen.
And like you mentioned previously, there's also training that's offered. So if you know, call the numbers again to contact you, Patrice, if you're interested in getting training.
I need to get the contact numbers out because we got to get to the break. And we do need to let you guys know next month. Get on again next month. Let's bring everybody up to stuff monthly so we know what's going on with you guys and okay, get the message out.
But some of the Caribbean partners include Bermuda, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Cayman Islands, Jamaica, Barbados, Grenada, Belize, and Suriname, to name a few. So
that sounds like a good party right there.
They could be playing, your PSA Naughty. They could be playing our theme song.
We have a lot of regional training as well. So we're more than the Bahamas. And we're looking all together to lower the statistics of abuse, especially as it relates to our children. And the unique part about children as it relates to coke, as we know, is not only based on women and men, I mean children, but also women and men, families in general. So we want to send a promotion out, just a hello to this month being Women's Advocacy Month, the month that women first obtained, the 60 years, actually, that women first obtained the right to vote. So we just want to send a shout out for that movement. And yet again, COCA's numbers are COCA acronym, Child Protection Advocacy Group, 808-8710. 8100777 and also cocobahamas@gmail.com.
There you go. I want to thank you ladies for stopping by and we will see you next
month. You can say
month.
Guys. You don't mind saying guys.
You guys for stopping by. You know what I mean. It's all good.
Call on my text back and say, you what? You don't want to be called a guy?
Anyway, my homies.
My homie.
I will see you all next month, all right?
Yes, thank you for having us, honey.
And obviously, between now and next month, anything pops up, get me the information so we can get out there ahead of time. But we'll see you next month, and we'll keep this going every month and keep the conversation out there.
Yes, sir. Listen all out right? for the song.
Yeah, man, look out for the PSAs, too. All right, quick commercial break. We're talking sports. On the flip side, Peter will be in the building. Earl and Pearl will be here. Let's go. It continues right after this.
Mm-hmm. life gets busy, KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and all for only $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Do you want a chance to win one of five Yamaha Kryptonite scooters? Do you like the great taste of Frito-Lay chips? Well, all you have to do is purchase chips like Lay's, Doritos, and Cheetos at your favorite grocery store, and you can enter to win thanks to Frito-Lay and Island Wholesale Scooter Giveaway Promotion. Want to know more? Join us at Super Value Mackey Street, October 29th, this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a chance to play Island Wholesale Shoot and Win Game for instant prizes and a chance to win one of five Yamaha scooters. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
With fine style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And let's jump right on in. We're talking sports today, of course. And I'm going to hit you up with Today in Sports real quick. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And then I'm going to bring in Earl the Pearl and Peter. They're in the bullpen right now. We'll get them into the game. We'll talk sports in short order real quick. But let me get that Today in Sports history out of the way. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast starting at 9 a.m., great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, all right? Give Naughty Johnny's a call, 377-776. See what they got going on for you. Today in sports history, on this day in 1961, the American Basketball League began play. 1973, the New York Islanders beat the New York Rangers for the first time. 1985, Anthony Carter began a National Football League streak of 100-plus consecutive game receptions. The 1995, the contract that finalized the Cleveland Browns' move to Baltimore was signed in secret. 1996, Irving Fryer of the Philadelphia Eagles became the 15th player in NFL history to catch 600 passes in a career. 2002, the Anaheim Angels won their first World Series. They beat the San Francisco Giants in Game 7 of the series. 2002, Emmitt Smith of the Dallas Cowboys became the all-time leading rusher in the NFL when he extended his career yardage to 16,743. He achieved the record in his 193rd game. He also scored his 150th career touchdown. 2003, the Monday Night Football game between the San Diego Chargers and the Miami Dolphins was played in Tempe, Arizona. The game had to be moved from San Diego due to wildfires. And on this day in 2004, Barry Bonds' 700th home run ball was sold at auction for $800,129. And today's sports quote, you can become a winner only if you're willing to walk over the edge. Damon Runyon. All right, that's a wrap on today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get up into the home court. Local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by BK Nassau, Burger King Nassau, and, of course, the new King Meal deals going on. $5.75, VAT included. Get your choice of the chicken or the beef. Either way, it's all good. All right? And it's waiting on you at your favorite BK Nassau location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. Earl the Pearl, how are you? Peter Raheem, how are you? What's going on, fellas?
I'm ready, my brother. Ready, huh?
And
just trying to figure out what's going on. I got today's Thursday. I'm trying to set my fantasy teams. Then you got like 6 and 7 leagues. It's really
you better hurry up. And guess what? Somebody could punch in your eye this week. You better look who you're playing this week, boy. Somebody getting punched. Payback is a you know what. You caught me in a league a couple of weeks ago, but guess who got you this week? And you got some and you got some buys this week too. Hey?
Yeah, I got who's old boy?
No, old boy should be all right. That's our Abaco member from Abaco. Old boy, solid. I beat up on him last week.
I can eat him for breakfast.
Okay, good. All right, so we got to check the local sports scene, guys, and then we'll talk our NFL tonight. Pearly, boy, Stephen A. Smith put something out today, boy, talking about trade LeBron. We got to talk about that on Who's In and Who's Out, brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros.
But he actually said that. He said that long time
ago. He said it months ago, and people said he was crazy.
Yep, now he's saying I told you so.
As he should. All right, but if we look locally real quick, the Nassau Rowing Club and the Ministry of Education is set to host a talent identification. It's going to take place at C.L. Walker Senior High School. So we're expanding rowing to the public schools as well. So I think this is definitely a good look there, Pearly. It touches a double-double as the Phoenix Suns win. And more sailing, McKinney Lambert wins Cecil G. Cook Jr. Regatta. Finley McKinney Lambert won the prestigious 2020 Cecil G. Cook Memorial Jr. Regatta this past weekend. It was hosted at the Nassau Yacht Club. So sailing and rowing seems to be making a comeback, man, which is definitely a good look, man. Definitely like to see that. And I think it's another option for kids to go and play. You know, it's another sports discipline for kids to be active and vibrant and competing and achieve success in. So I think it is a good look, and I support rowing and sailing, man. We got to get it back on the map. So that's pretty much the local scene. We got a busy weekend coming up with some disciplines, and as we get ready for, you know, Christmas around the corner, and then January, boom, all the leagues open up, and we got Don't Blink coming up in December as well, right, Pearly? Now Pearly put herself on mute. Pearly, we have Don't Blink in December, correct?
I think so. I need to double check with Todd. They were discussing a date. How it falls. So it may happen January or God in heaven.
Okay.
Because I literally look at this right now. I can't remember, right?
No, but no
it's
problem, man.
It's a fantastic.
So it may happen January 7th. It may happen Saturday the 7th, which is the traditional time it normally happens. It only happened last year the time because New Year's Day fell, and it would push it all the way back to like the 9th or 10th of December or January or something like that. But Don and I are supposed to talk this week to see where we at.
All right, that's good stuff right there. Mr. Producer, did we get to our first break yet or no? Mr. Producer, did we get to our first break yet? Wait, apparently,
let's come up a break.
Listen, we just come off. I want to make sure, you know, producer distracted now, you know. Mr. Producer, we got our first break, right?
We did
our first break, right? Okay, good. Nah, wonderful. Now let's get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And listen, we got football tonight. And you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Baltimore Ravens. I like Baltimore in this game. I think Tampa Bay is in shambles. But the biggest thing we got to talk about, guys, is what's going on with Tom Brady. What's your take on Brady?
What you got to say about that?
Me personally, I think it's a combination of broken heart and father time being undefeated. And that combination right there has got Brady like spinning. He don't look himself. He doesn't look like the Tom Brady we know. What say you there, Peter?
I don't know. I mean, they say that, right? But I saw some things that happened that, you know, some fellas that dropped some passes.
Well, yeah, and in previous seasons, Brady, you know, receivers did drop passes. He didn't have an elite receiving core in New England most years. I think maybe only Moss and Welker those seasons were great, but every other season he had average to above average receivers. Belichick doesn't develop receivers. This is
Edelman. You call him Edelman average to above average? Okay.
Sorry, Edelman also. But Edelman, outside of that New England system, Edelman is what? You know, so he would never be considered an elite receiver even in the years he was in. He's not a Megatron. He's not a Jerry Rice. He's not a DK Metcalf. He's a guy that fits their system. Tom Brady now, looking at him, and I thought about it this week because, you know, he's like one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So I give a lot of thought into it. I think the combination of Gronk not being on the field and father time, those two equal what we're seeing now. And there is a drop off. I remember Drew Brees, there was a drop off, and father was a drop off. And when the drop off, like Matt Ryan is happening this year, when a drop off happens with quarterbacks, it happens quick and in a hurry. It's not a slow decline, it's a drop. Like in the tongue of the ocean, it's a drop. And I think with Brady, that's what you're seeing. He's able to mitigate it for a little while, you know, with the avocado ice cream and all that stuff. But like you're saying, Naughty, father time is undefeated, and with the quarterback position especially. Running backs too, well, a bit more gradual. The quarterback position especially, because it's so demanding. You take so many hits, and so brutal. You just fall off the cliff. A few quarterbacks, I think, I remember Troy Aikman said it. He says, when you started in the league, you have a great body, and you have no experience. And the goal is to win while getting experience before the body gives out. And I think that's a great way Troy Aikman said it. Tony Romo is a great example of this. He, you know, his body gave out after a while. He could still play. Body gave out. And I think with Brady, think about this. Brady is the last of them, right, from that era. Remember, there's nobody else left from that era, the early 2000s. Think about it. Everyone else is gone. He's the last guy left. After him, you got, what, Aaron Rodgers? And he's declining this year also. So that's my take.
So I think it's a combination. I mean, you and I pretty much on the same page, Peter. I think it's the father time catching up and some things missing that he's been comfortable with over his career. And then what Pearly said, he had dudes just uncapped dropping balls. Goodwin has dropped balls. You know, Evans was wide open last week and dropped a wide open touchdown. And the running backs, you know what? I'm telling you something too. He misses guys like James White, who he had in New England. And he also misses, he came over from Cincinnati, and he was playing in Tampa last year. Oh, God. No, he played for the Bengals, man. He was a running back for the Bengals for a minute and then got traded over or signed as a free agent with Tampa.
I still say that Gronk covers
but I said that I said that to say this. Between Gronk and the running backs, they took a lot of heat off Brady and covered up a lot of the deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, Naughty, I have a question for you. Just think about it. And I'll get to you. Think about what Tony Whitten did for the Dallas offense for years.
What Jason Witten did? Yeah.
Jason Witten. Yeah, think about what he did. When everything was going bad, you had him first down every game.
Right.
that's a really big deal. That's a really think about Travis Kelce in Kansas City. You take him out of that offense, woo, it's tough. It's tough. The Dolphins, was it Keith Jackson there? You had him for a while with Dan Marino, Earl?
From Oklahoma. Okay.
Yeah, out of Philadelphia, yeah. Keith Jackson, yeah, out of Philadelphia, yeah.
He
was great.
He played at Oklahoma, man. You know, and he used to get him fired up.
He played for the Eagles. He played for the Eagles before he came to Miami.
I remember seeing Dan Marino throwing the ball, and it was great because he was, you know, he worked that 0 to 15 yards between the hash marks, and the tight end, you know, when all else goes bad, especially with this NFL now with the move tight ends, and tight ends are really big wide receivers, jacked wide receivers, you know, and all that. You lose that guy, and Gronk is also exceptional in the run game. That's why I bring up Jason Witten. Exceptional, right? You have to double him, and he's a strong safety because he'll overpower him. You can't use a linebacker because he'll run past him. Same thing Kelce does. And Gronk turned 10-yard passes into 20-yard gains. And when you look at the Bucs play this year, and I've watched, I think, about four of their games, the whole thing, there are a lot of third and shorts that they're not converting. And you got to think, if you had Gronk, that second down probably would have become a first down. You wouldn't get to third down. So, there, you know, there's that. And like I said earlier, I think this game, and I'm marking it on the calendar when the league year started, this game, it, for me, is a big passing of the baton from Brady to the young guys like Lamar Jackson, the Dak Prescotts, maybe the Tuas, the Kyler Murrays. There's a whole, the Justin Herberts, there's a whole new squad of exciting young quarterbacks. And this game, and I think Brady reminds me of when Steve Young played Jake Plummer in the 1990s.
Yeah, and Jake Plummer, Jake Plummer. Jake the Snake, who left his girl at the altar, who couldn't get my Jake Plummer?
Jake the Snake.
Peter, hold on. Peter, stop. One second. You were doing so good up until that point. I was ready to applaud you. I was ready to say, guess what? That was a really good take, and it still is, up until Jake Plummer. I just wanted to let you know that.
When Jake played Steve Young, Jake was he was a Justin Herbert guy, up-and-coming young quarterback. And even Steve Young said it. He said, when after the game, he said, it's going to be your league, son. It was that. Now, Jake didn't live up to expectations, but there was that expectation. Like Lamar Jackson, he's probably never going to win as many Super Bowls as Tom Brady, but there's that expectation. You are the bright young future of the NFL. It's not just play on the field. It's also how you carry yourself off the field. And
right.
All the talk about Lamar Jackson's contract, he's never been arrested, never been in any trouble. Okay? He's a guy you can put on the front page, your team brochure every year. And he's great for kids, a great role model. So is Brady. So you have Brady, this face of the NFL, a Lamar Jackson.
Okay, we get it.
It's moving on well.
They're going to have a change in the guard. That's eventually going to come. I agree with you. We have a lot of new faces as far as the quarterback position. Right now, though, Brady's still there. He's a shell of himself. I think we're going to watch Brady go out with no pomp, no circumstance, just go off into the sunset. Yeah, greatest quarterback of all time, but he doesn't go off how he wants to go off with the Lombardi Trophy.
I agree.
All right? So
let me just insert one thing for a moment. And I think, Earl, both you and Naughty can agree with me on this. I think there's a little bit of bitterness with Aaron Rodgers because he never got a chance to be the face of the NFL. And his behavior, too, doesn't really work out like that.
I
kind of reminds me a little bit of when Joe Montana retired and Elway was supposed to be the guy. I think Elway didn't really get to be the guy for very long because you had the Brady's and you had Brett Favre coming, all that happened. And I think because Aaron Rodgers is perceived as just being, what's the word? Contrary, mercurial, you know, you can't really look at him as being a solid, you know, the more.
Here's the deal. I look at Aaron Rodgers as like the LeBron of the NFL. He was very much hyped when he came in, and the media jumped on him. They voted him MVP year in, year out. No Super Bowls to match. One. That's it. And when you look at the body of work, he's been beaten in the playoffs plenty of times. So I look at Rosen and I think he has issues, personal issues. I think there's other things, you know, consuming him. That's why he looks so salty now at this stage of his career. And at the end of the day, they didn't bring Davante Adams back. He's dealing with a patchwork of receivers. He's frustrated. Purdy, what you got to say on the situation?
I'm not letting the jury out on Aaron Rodgers just yet. Sometimes maybe he can turn it around. I don't know why I feel that.
You sticking to that story, though. You really feel that? I mean, you sticking to that. I mean, we've talked about this for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Rodgers have some of his not so better performances. And you say he still could turn it around. You think when it gets cold in Lambeau, he's going to turn it on?
He can bite somebody's head off.
But his behavior off the field is the problem. Just to his coach under the bus, Davante Adams wanted to stay in Green Bay. He asked Aaron, you know, if you're going to be here next 2 or 3 years, I will stay. Are you sure you're going to be here? And Aaron said, I don't know. So Davante said, I want out. So a lot of his problems are self-inflicted. He wanted $50 million a year. You got $50 million. That's a quarter of your team's cap. So who are you going to sign?
Well, that's the problem. Purdy. Purdy. Which show are you doing? You doing our show or are you doing the Chippenham side satellite show? Are you distracted right now?
I couldn't get a word in, so I decided to do something.
Until Peter stopped talking. Okay, no problem. But anyway, we got to get into the pick. So I don't want you to get to your air fryer because, you know.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear anybody hearing you speaking. It might have been a technical issue. So
No, man. We got the situation is now we got to look at tonight's game. That's what we were looking at Brady and Lamar initially when we started talking about it. And I think everybody's of the opinion that it is not the same Brady. Who do you guys like in tonight's game? I think Baltimore makes a statement tonight. I think they surprise a lot of people, and they have a good defensive effort, but I think offensively, they come out against a wounded Tampa defense.
I think for some reason, Brady's embarrassed. I think he's hurt, and I think he lights the Baltimore Ravens up tonight.
Oh, you think he goes there? You think he digs back into history and pulls something special out the bag?
These kind of guys do this. They Brady's the Aaron Rodgers, the Joe Montana's, Purdy, the Troy Aikman, the Dan Marino's. They do that.
Purdy, I would have agreed with you honestly, but it's just something watching him walk off that field last Sunday. There's a different dynamic to Brady. Otherwise, I would. Pride is a bee. I tell you, and I think he got a good old fashioned broken heart. I think he misses girl, bro. I really think that's okay. the mitigating factor here, and he don't know how to work it out. But I think it's having an effect. I think it really. Brady looks like he ain't even eating, bro. He looks skinny. He looks gone.
I got him. Sorry.
But you have the air fryer.
Okay. Let's look at this debate situation a different way. If you put Dak Prescott in Tampa Bay, do they win more games than they did with Tom Brady?
Possibly.
I think so as well. I think if you put Josh Allen there or Mahomes there, do they win more games?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Brady went from being, you know, top two, top three in the NFL to where is he now? Because you have to start having the conversation, same thing with LeBron, where it's not, you stop being at the parts around
you. Right, where are you at present time?
Right, and it's you. Okay?
All right.
So, and I'll insert this. I'm Trevor Lawrence in Tampa Bay right now over Tom Brady.
All right, there you go. Between Trevor Lawrence and Plummer, I got to put you to a start now. You can't have Plummer and Trevor Lawrence in two outlandish takes. Because we all know that Steve Young was wrong. The league never belonged to Plummer after that.
Bring some of that six back here, please. Please bring some of that six back here.
Yeah, that's...
Don't mess with football, Jesus.
Trevor Lawrence. Oh, anyway. So, I like Baltimore tonight. Who you like tonight, Pearly? You like the Bucs tonight?
I like Brady tonight. I like the Bucs tonight.
Who you like, Peter?
I like the Ravens, of course. They got the super-duper quarterback, dual threat. They got the defense. They got the running game. And I think I'll be shocked if Lamar Jackson throws more than 30 passes tonight. I think they're going to run the ball down that depleted defensive line.
I was just going to interject that, Peter. If you are going to bet the game, I would tell you take the Ravens, all right, and go for the under. All right, log on to the islandgame.com. Check out their sportsbook here to win and play responsibly. Yes, I would definitely take the under in that. I don't think this is going to be a shootout tonight.
And I would take Brady in fantasy tonight. I think he throws about 40, 45 passes.
If you got a chance to grab Gus Edwards, get Gus Edwards. And he might work some magic for you tonight in the running game.
Yeah, I wanted him, but I didn't get him.
We got to get to the break now. And on the flip side of the break, we got the NFL Network breakdown of tonight's game. So, Pearlie and Peter, I appreciate you chiming in. You got anything to say before we get out of here? And I know I'll see you tomorrow for our full NFL rundown.
A little birdie told me that some of those picks I helped you with last night paid off. I'm expecting breakfast tomorrow, Saturday morning, sir.
Yes, sir. You did little picks. They was very good picks. The one or two you threw in was good. And I ain't gonna lie. Who was it? The Knicks. Didn't I tell you I had my reservations about the Knicks? The Knicks had me sweating in the back of Joker's Wild, right? For 2.5 points, but thank God they won by 3. So we'll see you tomorrow, man. Mr. Producer, I thank Tada. And of course, Ross for being here earlier. And I want to thank you guys for chiming in. Mr. Producer, good stuff. Let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we got tonight's preview, courtesy of the NFL Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Deuces.
If you want value and flavor, check out the King Meal Deals at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of a Junior or a Chicken Big King Junior with fries and a drink for only $5.75, including VAT. The Big King Junior features Burger King's signature flame-grilled beef topped with some of your favorite fixins and king sauce on a sesame seed bun, or indulge in the Chin Big King. Either way, you get value, flavor, fries, and a drink the BK way for only $5.75. Burger King Nassau, where East is King.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the dot, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
A shell-shocked Tampa Bay Buccaneers team gets some Thursday night football action this week. They take on the Baltimore Ravens, looking to get two games over 500 for the first time this year.
For the tie, survived.
Ravens in week 7 had one of those just find a way weeks, and if they can play third down this week the way they did last week, they could find that winning way again. they stopped Cleveland on 9 of their 11 attempts in Week 7.
Third and 5. Bichette will go the other way, set by Kyle Hamilton.
Tom Brady and the Bucs' offense against Carolina, all sorts of issues that left them with just 3 points against the Panthers. Many of those issues showing up on third down.
Brady over the middle. Not enough.
Nope. Brady only took one sack last week, faced pressure less than 20% of his throws. He's faced the least pressure of any QB this season. But their aerial attack is not right. Lots of different aspects to blame. Brady didn't throw a single TD in Week 7, just 5.9 yards per attempt. If they want to get right, Brady and his mates have to get right.
Fires downfield, and the pass is bobbled and dropped.
Oh my goodness, you never see him do that.
How easy will that be to do against Baltimore? Brady will face a fiercer pass rush this week compared to last week. Ravens got home 5 times against the Browns, 20 sacks in 7 games in 2022. Brady's line up against Patrick Queen, Calais Campbell, and Justin Houston all have 3-plus QB takedowns.
Here comes Houston. There goes Bichette. The ball.
Big factor, how will cornerbacks Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters fare against Mike Evans and Chris Godwin?
Evans makes the catch in Panthers territory. Brady's pass caught on first down by Chris Godwin for a Buccaneers first down.
Evans and Godwin combined for 28 targets versus the Panthers. Only 16 receptions between them, and Godwin only averaged just over 6 yards per catch. Humphrey and Peters aren't going to make it easy for that trio to re-sync, especially Humphrey. Rating against for the year, 80.1, 2 picks.
He throws, and it's intercepted, picked up by Humphrey.
Peters' style comes with risk, leads the team with 5 passes defensed. He also has allowed the most passing yards on the team, has 2 touchdowns allowed.
Well, and he got rid of that ball just in time. It's Marcus Peters that actually was aggressive at the line of scrimmage. People Jones gets around him.
Many Bucs fans point to the inefficiency of the ground game. Leonard Fournette last week under 3 yards per carry again. Their run game needing to make an impact early to set up more play action.
On the toss, it's Fournette. Ooh, I don't think he got there.
Ravens are a team that Tampa Bay might be able to run on effectively. 4.7 allowed to the Browns, over 4.5 allowed to ball carriers this season.
Good looking block by Betonio that opens the door. What a run.
Since we're talking run games, let's talk Baltimore's offense now. Ravens offense went ground and pound in their most recent contest. 44 rush attempts, 16 pass attempts. They finally got Gus Edwards back. He scored twice, 16 carries, 66 yards.
7-yard touchdown run by Gus Edwards.
He'll be looking at a defense that just allowed 173 rushing yards on 6.4 a run.
Foreman found a hole. Cross midfield, still going.
Bucks defense will also be tested when Lamar Jackson takes off. Over 500 rushing yards on the year now, averaging a healthy 7-plus yards per run.
Pitches out to Lamar. Good block by Hill. Woo!
It'll be imperative for Tampa Bay linebackers Devin White and Lavonte David to have good games, not just making tackles, but making as many of the successful types as possible, aka stops. White and David both have more than 20 each on the year.
Taken down at the 21-yard line, so now the Panthers will punt it away.
Jackson didn't throw much versus Cleveland. He hasn't been great with the arm recently. 4 straight games with a rating under 85, 3 touchdowns, 4 INTs in that span.
And Hill with the block. That ball's deflected and batted up in the air.
Last week, his favorite target, tight end Mark Andrews, 2 targets, 0 catches. So, have to see if he rebounds. Lamar and company aren't taking on a secondary coming in hot. Bucks allowed P.J. Walker to go 16 for 22 against him. 8 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns, no INTs. Rating allowed, 126.5.
Fires! Touchdown!
Both teams sitting at the top of their divisions. Who you taking in this important short week football game? Drop some knowledge on the matter into the comments section. We'll drop predictions on the screen.